patience and quietness will bring in the rahmah. Patience and the silence attracted the mercy, whereas to seek this sign is a sign of infinity. Remember? Then, with all this, with even the order that came for you keeping quiet, do you remember that order? I explained it in Satu. It is the order that when somebody is reading the Quran, zip it. You should keep it quiet. An order. Why? Because it doesn't mean that somebody is reading Quran and you keep quiet. It means somebody is reading for you the readable, and you shouldn't think and talk in your mind. You should really listen like that. You should be able to stop that brain which is always bringing the nonsenses in, the arguments and all of that. It is like the rabbits. Do you remember the rabbit who went to the elephants and said, "Hey, I'm connected to moon," and he told me that it will happen. I said, "Okay." And that elephant believed it. You know why? Because it was not elephant. It was just elephant. When I say Wali, who I'm talking about? Adam? A normal human being? Yes and no. That's how it is. We are not like those elephants. We don't buy the silly arguments. Why should we? This was the last part. Suddenly Rumi said, "Okay, now let me tell you the answer of the prophets. Now you will hear the answer of the prophets. Then you hear nothing from the people of the Sabah, because it doesn't work that way." Suddenly he will say, "Listen, you should understand that this is not for everyone, first of all. Then let me tell you about the prophets. Do you remember the Noah? The guy was building a boat and everybody was laughing at him. That's how it is. Because nobody believed that prophecy. Everybody was teasing Noah, right? Okay, who is the guilty one here tonight? You?" The verse is 27:52.
"How the prophets answered their sneers." Yeah. "And uttered parables unto them. Oh, alas, that in your disease the remedy has become for you the poison of soul-wringing vengeance. This lamp has increased the darkness of that eye, since God has set the veil of wrath. What domination shall we crave from you? Dominion, for our dominion is greater than the sky. What glory should the sea of pearls acquire from the ship, especially a ship that has been filled with shit? Oh, alas, for that eye blind and blear. Therein a sun seems as a mote. In an Adam who was without like or equal, the eye of Iblis discerned nothing but a piece of clay."
Could you translate that? What that means? Who is Satan? What is the adjective for Satan? I want to know the Satan. I want to represent Satan to this alien. What is Satan?
Angel of knowledge.
Angel of knowledge, yes. Okay. This angel of knowledge should know everything, right? What didn't he know? What didn't he see in the human being?
The breath.
The breath means?
Means
me. Because I am the breath. Ah, you forget. When I'm talking to you here in this classroom, who is talking to you? It's not my animal, it's my spirit. It's the breath. This is not known to that angel of knowledge. That's why Satan did the mistake. Because he saw the earth, which is this. The flesh is the earth part of me, right? And I was built, I was finished. The only thing which was not there yet was the breath, right? Which is my real life. Because my life started with that breath. And that breath is taking in the breath, the spirit. Because the spirit is everywhere. Is there any limit to the spirit of God? Could it? By definition, it's not. So it's everywhere. So if you really, not physically, really spiritually, could do this, you feel the breath. That is the meaning. In the universe of meaning, this is happening. So you say, listen, this is what the problem is. That the good stuff doesn't work for you. Why? Because first of all, you think that we are telling you this because we want to overpower you. What do we want from you? Don't you remember I told you? We need nothing from you. Because we receive all the payments over there. This is what they declare, don't they? They never ask for anything. They shouldn't. They wouldn't. Says, this is how it works. We don't want anything, but, oh, pity, pity, because you're blind. And with this blindness, you don't see what we are trying to show you. Yes?
The devilish eye showed his spring as winter.
It moved in the direction where its home was. Ah, many a fortune that has come now, and then to the unfortunate one, and he turns away. Ah, many a beloved who comes unbeknownst to an ill-starred one, and he knows not how to make love.
What was that about? That is the point. First he said, okay, the devilish or the crazy eye, we'll see the spring like an autumn. Because he's looking for problems and dying stuff, he doesn't feel the spring. And he'll turn to his own house and properties only. Let me tell you what. Let me talk about this Dawlat. Dawlat is a word, again, Arabic, but not Arabic anymore. Dawlat means the government. Dawlat means the richment, whatever you have, and a lot of little stuff like that. Dawlat is the word that Rumi used. Do you remember? He said, I was dead, I became alive. I was tear, I became the smile. Do you remember that? Dawlat ishq amad man dawlat payande shudam means the government or this enrichment of love came, and I became the enriched. And I became the enrichment of that. That's the Dawlat. But here he is emphasizing about the chance of that happening. And he says, you know what? A lot of time this chance will come, but the fellow will deviate from the path. There is a lot of time that the beloved comes, but nobody knows that beloved. He comes to visit a fellow, a silly fellow who is not good. The beloved comes, but this one doesn't know how to make love. because he's thinking about something else. This is the problem. Losing the chances, because the chances of this spiritual change is not very few. It's a lot. But a lot of it will be lost because the people are not ready for that. They argue about it, they turn around, they do this, they do that, because they don't know what to do with it. Suddenly that feelings come in. Then they think about what's the benefit, or what was the last check I wrote, or what is the next check I have, or whatever. And that feeling goes away, and they say, I don't know, something, I feel this strange. Yes, because it will blow away if you're not ready for it. This is what happens, yes?
This that misleads the eye is our damnation, and this that turns the heart is evil destiny. Since you, the idol of stone, has become an object of adoration, the curse and blindness have overshadowed you. When your stone is a fitting partner for God, how are not intellect and spirit fitting confidence of God? Yeah.
Well, look at your value system. What is worthy to your culture? It's a piece of stone, it's a piece of paper, wrote in some numbers in it, right? Because that's the end of the way for you. If you will change it, imagine that. Instead of looking for the worth outside, you are looking for hat. Then what will happen to your brain, what will happen to your life? Everything will change. Because you will become partner with something much bigger than you. Like a dead insect who could accompany fantastic flying bird. I don't know. Gnat, what is gnat?
The dead gnat has become the consort of the Huma.
You know what Huma is? Huma is like Phoenix. Better than Phoenix. Huma is 30 birds coming together, making that simorgh that Attar is always talking about. That's Huma.
The gnat has become the consort of the Huma. How is the living one not fit to be the confidant of the king? Or maybe the dead one is fashioned by you. The living gnat is fashioned by God. You are in love with yourselves and the thing manufactured by yourselves. To the serpent's tail, the serpent's head is a law. In that tail, there is
No, don't pass. This is a highlighted verse, and it has a lot of meanings. Because this is what he's trying to show you, that look at you. You know what a serpent is looking at and appreciate? Its own tail. And you're doing the same. You are in love with yourself and whatever you do. Do you remember the serpent?
Yes.
The Satan. That's the serpent. So you're imitating him. Yes, look at that tape.
In that tail, there is no fortune or happiness. In that head, there is no pleasure or delight. That serpent's tail is circling around the head. Both those friends are fit and suited.
Ooh. Again, repeat that. That serpent tail
that
is circling around the head.
Around the head.
Okay.
Both those friends are fit and suited.
Means what?